Australia has strongly reaffirmed its commitment to the controversial Joint Strike Fighter program after it came under stinging attack from Donald Trump. In a Twitter post, the president-elect said the costs of the next generation fighter were out of control, and he promised to save billions of dollars from military programs when he enters office next month. Here's defense reporter Andrew Green.
The Lockheed Martin-built Joint Strike Fighter is the most expensive weapons system in military history. Overnight, the $400 billion program drew fire from the next president of the United States. The F-35 program and cost is out of control, Donald Trump tweeted. Billions of dollars can and will be saved on military and other purchases after January 20th, he warned. The tweet was brief but devastating, sending Lockheed Martin's share price plummeting and the company into damage control.
Lockheed Martin and its industry partners understand the importance of affordability for the F-35 program.
Jeff Babione is Lockheed Martin's F-35 program manager and was in Israel to help welcome two of the aircraft there.
Since the beginning, we have invested hundreds of millions of dollars to reduce the price of the airplane, left more than 70% from its original LRIPs. And we are projected to be at $85 million in the 2019 or the 2020 timeframe.
Australia's Defence Industry Minister, Christopher Pyne, is also travelling overseas and was asked about Mr. Trump's comments.
We're very confident that the Joint Strike Fighter is the right jet for Australia and for the United States and the rest of the world. Whether it has been efficiently managed from the United States' point of view in terms of their cost and delays and so on is really a matter for them.
Speaking to reporters in London, Mr. Pyne stressed Australia's commitment to the controversial project.
The Joint Strike Fighter is a very far way down the road in terms of delivery. There are four Australians right now in Arizona being trained and testing the Joint Strike Fighter, two ground staff, two pilots. So it is a long way down the track and obviously a great deal of money has been invested in it.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has also reaffirmed the government's commitment, but defended Donald Trump's comments.
Australia is committed to the Joint Strike Fighter program, but of course President-elect Trump is entitled to question costs. Australia, of course, doesn't accept things unquestioningly.
Defence experts such as Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute don't believe the comments will affect Australia's decision to purchase 72 of the cutting-edge fighters.
We're simply too far down the track to reverse course at this stage, and there is no aircraft of comparable capability available to choose in place of the Joint Strike Fighter.
Last month, Australia was chosen to provide maintenance services for the F-35 in this region. Again, Peter Jennings doesn't believe Donald Trump's position will hurt Australian industry.
If Donald Trump had made these comments maybe 4 years ago when the program was still in development and the aircraft was having a number of teething problems around its systems, it might have had more of an impact then. But really, we're now talking about what is sunk cost in terms of the development of the aircraft. And the only sort of economic variable that Trump has to play with is the overall number of aircraft that the US chooses to buy.
Donald Trump is not the first leader to question their nation's involvement in the JSF program. Before winning office, Justin Trudeau vowed to scrap Canada's order.
We will not buy the F-35 fighter jet.
Prime Minister Trudeau's position on the new fighters appears to have since softened, and now defence experts are keenly watching what Donald Trump will do once inside the White House. Last week, the president-elect was also taking aim at Boeing over cost overruns on the next Air Force One. Peter Jennings says it's a concerning pattern from the next president of the United States.
I think we're seeing an individual who is on a pretty steep learning curve in terms of what it's like to be president. So he produces a tweet about the Joint Strike Fighter and all of a sudden Lockheed Martin loses $4 billion off the value of its share stock. Clearly what Trump is going to have to do if he's going to be successful as a president is be more disciplined. This is not really a way to shape effective policy, but I think we're going to be in for a bit of a roller coaster ride.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending that report from Andrew Green.